How do you approach writing the lives of immortal and undying characters?
I have been thinking about this so much because I did an event at Mysterious Galaxy with V. Schwab for the paperback release of The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. And she said this thing about how lots of people write immortal characters as being bored or being trapped or something. And she was like, and I don't buy that. And I was listening, I was like, I didn't want to interrupt her at the time. It was her event. But I think maybe it's because I'm a person with, the mental illness that I do like to kind of explore that feeling of loneliness or the sense that you've outlasted your purpose, or what even is a purpose. This is something that I probably question because I'm a human and an artist, and so all of my portrayals of immortals are inherently flawed, just like any algorithm. And yeah, so I sort of understood and felt chagrined by what she was saying. Like, she's probably right. That if you had forever, you would find ways to keep yourself entertained. You wouldn't necessarily be bored. But I did want to explore this idea of, it's funny because the writing of an immortal and the writing of a 28-year-old felt very similar to me. The sense that, like, you have a lot of time, actually, but for some reason at the same time, it feels like you're running out of time or that you haven't done enough. And that sort of ennui is what I was playing with, projected to an eternal scale.